One. Welcome back to Hoops HD, everybody. It
Woohoo!
is Sunday, January 19th. It means it's time for our weekly bracket rundown show where we are going to do in about an hour what the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee does in a week because we're
Yes.
there that good.
We're
I'm
that
your host,
good.
Chad Sherwood. Over there is David Griggs, John Tytel up top with me, Joby Fortson down below, John Sleek and Mike Cha to his sides. Griggs, why don't you tell them what we're doing tonight?
Well, we're essentially doing what the NCAA committee does in the exact same procedure and format in which they do it. We're not cutting any corners. It's just that we can do it in an hour, which takes the
What we're going to do is we're going to build a seed list on the show. That is, create a 1 through 68 list of how we rank the 68 teams that, as of tonight, we feel are in the NCAA tournament. After the show's over, we're going to bracket them up. You can see that bracket down below, where you just ruined the entire show by looking at it.
Yeah.
Before we even get to that, though, one of the favorite things we like to do to start up pretty much all of
Oh
these shows,
yes, I love this.
it's a little blind resume time. And I figured I'd throw a couple of resumes out here and give a few of you a shot at commenting who you like better, left or right, and then we'll have a few guesses who it is. But Tytel, I know you're a huge blind resume fan, so let me throw these two resumes at you. Left or right, who do you like better?
Leaning left, better predictive,
Okay.
better OAR. J&G likes it. Not just a home court hero because they are 5-5 away from home. Leaning left.
Leaning left. Joby, do you agree with that? I know the metrics really favor left, but you got some better wins and not as many losses on the right.
Yeah. 36, 23, 45. I feel like the wins are balanced. The losses are pretty balanced, and they have a bad home loss. Okay, now I see who the bad home loss is. I know who left is. They have a bad home loss, and yeah, I don't
Well,
know who right is.
before we give it
I
away,
don't know who
let
right is. Left is a solid tournament team, but it's close. It's a closer call. It's a closer call.
Briggs, do you agree with that? Are these resumes at least close despite the difference of the metrics, just when you look at who you played and who you beat and where you beat them?
Yeah, I mean, as far as who you played and who you beat, yeah, I think that they're somewhat close. The left is way, way, way higher in the metrics. I think I might know who the right might be, or at least might be ish. But okay,
I
I
know
guess we're gonna find out in a second.
Sleek has already figured them both out, so
I
go
know.
ahead.
Well, Stalika knew them both within 10 seconds.
I thought I knew the team on the right, but I saw since the top road win was Friday, that's not Creighton. Of course, the other thing I'm noticing is
Oh, I know who that
team on
is.
the left.
They just moved in my field. Yeah.
Yeah, team on the left has a bunch of great wins that were early in the year. The team on the right, definitely more of a what have you done for me lately.
The team on the left only has one or two opportunities for wins, just as a hint. I know
I
this
think
team.
Joe, you figured out the left. Go ahead and
And has
go
among the
there.
longest
It's the
NCAA
Zags.
tournament streaks.
I mean, the Santa Clara loss is how I figured it
Yeah,
out. The
yeah.
Zags is on the left.
The last guys on the left, I thought that these were at least close. It's kind of interesting because I
It
think
is close.
a
It's
week
much
ago
closer.
these two teams weren't even in the same ballpark.
Is it
I got the
Maryland
Indiana
right now?
Hoosiers here on the right.
Okay.
A team that wasn't even in our field last week versus the Gonzaga team that was towing a protected seed, and that kind of
Wow.
says what happens when you have an 0-2 week, including a home loss to Santa Clara, does it not?
Yeah.
Well, you don't get credit for the Indiana week because the metrics for Indiana aren't very good.
Indiana.
If Indiana has a top 50 team, and they're not getting the credit for it on the left, so Zags.
I think merit wise, Gonzaga certainly isn't the Final Four team that we thought. I don't think they're a protected seed. They were way down my seed list. We've been putting them up there all year, but that, I mean, now that it isn't blind, it doesn't look a whole lot better.
Now, keep in mind, one of the reasons Indiana's net is way down is because when they lose, they do not mess around. Look
Right,
at the
yes.
scores of Illinois,
Yeah.
Louisville, Nebraska, Iowa. Terrible.
Yeah.
It is really an interesting study, at least in the metrics here, how resumes can look so similar, wins and losses, but so different in some of those numbers. Let's get right to our our seed list here, 1 through 68. What we're going to do is build these out. I'm going to need to ask each of you in turn to give me four teams. We will debate them, hopefully come to a consensus. If there has to be a tiebreaker, I'll cast the tiebreaking vote. And when this little number here in the bottom left corner that says at-large bids remaining becomes zero, we're done.
Yes. All right, let's get started.
Sleeka, why don't I have you start things out?
How come he gets to start?
Because I never let you start, Griggs. Sleeka, give me your top four teams of the nation in order.
Well, that and I've been working nights so I could study during the day here. So that being said, Auburn would be my definite number one right now.
Yeah.
I would have Duke number two.
Mm-hmm.
And here where I started to flip-flop a little bit, even with their loss yesterday, I would have Iowa State number three. And then based on their win on the road yesterday, along with another 100-point performance, I would have Alabama as my final number one.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. We're dealing with a lot of teams that lost this week, and which we may happen a lot more weeks going ahead with a lot of these SEC schools. But, Tytel, what do you think? Auburn, Duke, Iowa State, Alabama, does he have it?
He has it, Chad.
Okay.
Of course, I would flip the tide actually because Iowa State lost. Granted, on the road. Yeah. Granted, single digits. Granted, a decent West Virginia team. But I base it primarily on the fact that I was more impressed by Alabama's win over Kentucky on the road, and the fact that a lot of the Tide's losses are excusable. At Purdue and Oregon, they were missing Chris Youngblood. Ole Miss, they were missing Darian Reed. So when healthy, I think they are just above the Cyclones. But no veto.
Let me ask you a question back though, Tytel, real quick. Yes, Iowa State just lost the game at West Virginia, but before that they beat Kansas, who is still Kansas. They crushed them. Alabama, sure they just won a game, but before that they lost the game to Ole Miss this week also, and that game was at home. So doesn't that all kind of even out?
Yes, and the fact that the Cyclones were missing Milan Momcilovic for the West Virginia loss. Like, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying I'd have him flip, but not enough to veto.
Well, okay, Chad, I think like Kansas is still Kansas, but when you look at this Alabama profile, which can we see? I mean, I think this is almost number two in the nation. While it wasn't at Houston, it was in Houston and it was against Houston, and Illinois is a protected seed, and a road win at Kentucky, which is a protected seed. Iowa State hasn't beaten a protected seed away from home. Not even close. Have they even beaten? That's an excellent Iowa State profile. This is an outstanding Iowa State team, but I like Alabama more. They've done more, and I think they're better.
Well, Mike, what do you think? Should we be flipping Alabama and Iowa State? Is Griggs right that even though with one more loss, Alabama is still better?
You have Alabama 3 right now?
Yeah, let me bring the board back up. Stalika has Alabama 4 below Iowa State.
I like Alabama more than Duke.
Yeah, it's close, but I like Alabama 3. I think the deciding factor for me was the road win at Kentucky.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's close.
Joby, one last thought on this line? I mean, I think with the four teams are locked in from everything I've heard.
Yeah, I agree with the order. Four, and I go with Tytel. I have Alabama an inch ahead of Iowa State, but once again, not enough to veto, you know, if others feel strongly. There are fights to be had.
I feel strongly that we should have just bracketed my seed list.
Well, I think we saw a lot of love for that one little flip. Otherwise, Auburn, Duke, Alabama, Iowa State's pretty locked in right now who these top four teams are. We didn't have another team come up, but Mike, why don't I go to you? Why don't you give me the two lines, teams 5 through 8 on your personal list?
Okay, Tennessee.
Good pick.
Florida.
Good pick.
We got Lee Corso Marquette over there. Oh, no, it's David Griggs. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Marquette. And Kentucky.
I have one I would take issue with, but let me let some of you debate it here. Joby, what do you think? Tennessee, Florida, Marquette, Kentucky.
I like, even with the loss at home, I like the three SEC teams. To lead it off in the order that Mike has of those. I do have Marquette still on the two line, but I can understand the debate. I just don't see any great candidates to pass them. Maybe Oregon, but
I think I'd
still stick with Marquette, as it were. Last week we mentioned there is a clear top nine. I think there still is a clear top nine, though. Sparty and some others are making noises.
Okay. Yeah, Marquette side by side. It's
with Oregon. That's
with Oregon, and there's another team I kind of want to throw out there, but we'll stick with Oregon for now. I mean, Alabama neutral floor. Well, how about Ole Miss?
Now, Ole Miss, another team that is also coming off of a loss at Mississippi State yesterday.
They are coming off of a loss in overtime at Mississippi State. Losing at Mississippi State, who is way, 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 way up the path, it is a setback. But look at who Marquette lost to and where. They're not even comparable, the two losses. And Ole Miss has won at Alabama. They won at Louisville. Those are two wins that are better than anything that Marquette has done away from home or on a neutral floor, and it's better by a lot. I think part of it is just due to the opportunities, but I think on paper, Ole Miss has outperformed them. And the win at Alabama was incredible. It's one of the better wins, singular wins, that any team has this year. And it's not like it's not like it stands alone. The win at Louisville is very good, too.
Tito, what do you think? Should we be knocking Marquette down and replace them with either Ole Miss or Alabama? Or Oregon?
To answer your question, no, we shouldn't move them down. To further answer your question, I would actually move up somebody like Kansas or Sparty, frankly. But to answer your question originally, no, I would leave it as is.
You actually leave it as is. All right. Whose opinion did we not get on this yet? Sleeka, did I get your thoughts on this?
Well, I would have said you probably could have made a case that Marquette could have moved down just because they now have two losses against teams that are not likely going to be in the field. I would have probably personally had Oregon in there ahead of a team like Marquette, but I'm not going to complain about that line.
Well, Mike, I think your line is going to stick as is. How's that sound?
Yeah, I think Marquette got lucky because even with the home loss to Xavier, there wasn't – I was looking at the teams in the three seed line, and it's like which one would overtake them. I mean, I think for now Marquette's in the two line, but if they have another bad loss, they're not going to be there that much longer.
Well, if they lose any of their next three games, it is a bad, bad loss. That's all I got to say. Seed Hall, Villanova, home, and at Butler. Villanova's playing better, but that's a home game, and – yeah. You can't lose two home games to non-tournament teams in the same season and be a protected seed, probably.
Yeah, you can't. And anyway, you all are wrong because you disagree with me, and anyone who does that is wrong.
Tytel, let's go to the three line. I'll throw it over to you.
From the under-consideration grouping, I would like to get Kansas in there, keeping in mind that their loss to Creighton was without Ryland Griffin. When healthy, he has scored double digits in their wins over Duke and Michigan State on neutral sites. Injuries matter. I would also like to get the Ducks in there. Even though they lost at home to Purdue, they're still great. I want Sparty in there. They just won today against Illinois by 2 points, but a win's a win, and Illinois is a good team. So
do they have the longest winning streak of the nation right now also?
They haven't lost since Maui. It's got to be.
They have the second longest active winning streak at 11 games.
Oh, 11. Okay.
Who's first?
I wasn't prepared to answer that question. So
Auburn.
Answer
Auburn. Yeah, okay. Auburn. Never mind.
Behind Auburn. Okay. And who's your fourth team?
At the start of the day, I would have given it to the Illini. Since they lost, if there's a lot of people pushing Ole Miss, I would not be mad at that, but I would prefer the team that beat Ole Miss, which is New Miss, or as they like to be called, Mississippi State.
Stark Vegas.
Well, Mississippi State action, getting them in here. Griggs, you want to comment? Go ahead. What about Mississippi State along with Kansas, Oregon, and Michigan State?
Well, put them side by side. Mississippi State did get the win, but I think you have to consider that it was a true home game, and away from home, not quite as good. SMU, the win at Vanderbilt and Memphis are really good. In looking at it, I got to admit that looks a little better than I thought. The one thing that has you holding your nose a little bit is that loss to Butler, whereas Ole Miss's losses were to teams all in the top half of the bracket, albeit one of them against the team we're comparing them to. But I just think that the Alabama and Louisville wins are just tremendous gold. I think Louisville has another home loss. They did lose to Tennessee, but Alabama does not. I think combined, those teams only have two total losses. And Ole Miss has only has three, and Ole Miss has two of the three. That's just a really good topping out of that profile.
I mean, it's going to show as a tier two right now, but I think the worst Butler does in the Big East, that's probably going to end up tier three at the rate they're losing games.
Joby, what do you think? Should we stick with Mississippi State and these other three teams? Should we go with
I'm
Illinois, Ole
getting out
Miss, or
of
somebody else?
I'm getting out of the Magnolia State. I think they're both four seeds, probably. I like the team that beat a one seed that we have, that beat a 2/3 seed that we had, and oh yeah, also beat Ole Miss, Purdue, the Boilermakers, boiler up.
You got to go Purdue. Ty, tell us, Purdue may be the team that should have been in here.
The Red Hawks, great win over the Ducks. I certainly won't veto it if that's what everybody wants. But I've just been really impressed by Coach Jans, and the Butler loss is there. And it's a good reason that since Purdue doesn't have any tier twos, I get it. That's what everybody wants. I certainly won't veto it.
Okay. Well, let me hit Mike.
I'm
What do
on
you
you.
think? Should we go with a Purdue or an Ole Miss instead of Mississippi State? Yes, no.
Close, but I'd say no for now.
No.
That's why I said, it's close. Purdue's hot, though. I gotta watch out for them.
Can I just throw one other team out here? And
Yeah.
maybe you all think it's a little crazy, but. What about with West Virginia now has with the, with be, having been both Iowa State and Kansas and Arizona and Gonzaga, do they not deserve a little bit of consideration up here, especially with what they did with the Iowa State win this week?
Yeah, that's a resume win that I mean that's a resume that tops out very high, especially that win at Kansas. I think the win at Alabama is a little bit better, but that is a
Okay.
very I'm not as big on Mississippi State simply because of where they top out. I mean, their top win is Ole Miss at home, and while that's good, it's not as good as anybody else we're looking at.
So would go Purdue also then, Griggs?
I would.
All right. I think we've heard enough love to make the Mississippi State Purdue swap here.
Swap
We'll
Oregon
put
for
Mississippi State back under consideration. We'll also throw West Virginia under consideration. And
means to Virginia.
Who up to Griggs? I think we're up to you, actually. I'll let you do the next four teams here. We do have four teams under consideration, including both of those
Okay.
Magnolia State
I think I
schools.
just messed up my notes a little bit because I still had Michigan State on my list and they're already in. But Ole Miss for at for sure. Illinois, I must have that must have been the team that I deleted. These next ones are going to need to be discussed. I had Michigan in a team that I had really high, largely due to the win in Florida. I had Missouri way up here.
Whoa,
Okay. So we're throwing Michigan and Missouri before Mississippi State, before West Virginia, and before one other team that has not been mentioned yet.
are you
But
talking about
Joby,
Memphis,
no. I'm
Connecticut?
no.
Okay.
I'm talking I'm
I mean,
talking
I have a
I'm,
team
I'm talking
ready to
about
go instead of
Houston.
Missouri. Let's start with
I'm
that.
don't have Houston. I have Houston pretty low. They haven't done much yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I'm kind of with Griggs on Houston not being here, but I think the Aggies should be here. A&M's put up a nice solid resume. They play in a tough conference. They beat that Purdue team that I like, so there's a transitive property component. And they have, by my count, wins against four tournament teams, and a bunch of bubble. So, you know, in other words, it's a deep resume that's pretty strong.
Who would you top, Missouri or Michigan, or one of the others? Or
I would do Missouri. I don't have anywhere near this line, okay. So, whereas Michigan I do. So I would pick on Missouri for now.
As you are aware, Michigan did lose at Minnesota a few days ago.
Yes.
Yeah, let's pick apart Missouri first, and then maybe we'll pick apart Michigan also. Tytel, starting with Missouri, I can kind of see Griggs's point when they just won at Florida, and we know what happened when Tennessee went to Florida.
The top of the resume is great. The overall record is great. The home record is undefeated. That being said, and no tier two, three, or four losses. So I understand the argument for it. However, I just don't think there's enough meat further down the bone. If it's as simple as overall record plus tier one wins equals great, the non-conference strength of schedule is crappy.
It is.
OAR is much worse than the team on the left. There's an argument to be made, but they are several seed lines away, I think.
Okay. Well, here's the thing about, I mean, if you just want to pull them up, and I realize that no one else values them this much. When I looked at their losses and saw at Auburn, who's a one, at, you know, a very, very close loss to Illinois and a real competitive loss to Memphis, it just dawned on me that largely because of their out-of-conference schedule, I had been completely ignoring them. And they didn't, I mean, they beat, the win at Kansas, you almost chalk that up as just an overly emotional rivalry game, but they beat Vanderbilt pretty good too. I mean, they had a really good week.
Vandy's good.
And if
they beat Mizzou, Cal by five at home.
This is the thing about Mizzou. If they are this good, we're going to see it by the end of the year. So
let's get a few other opinions here. Stalika, if we are putting somebody else in and taking Missouri out, first of all, is it A&M? Is it Mississippi State?
Well, it seems a little interesting that we're suddenly overlooking Mississippi State after they were nominated for the three line. Texas A&M would have been the other team I would have had seriously under consideration. You got three.
I just don't think Texas A&M's conference is strong enough. Sorry.
Salika, let me throw it back to you though. Continue that debate though, because there was also some question to Michigan whether they belong on this line, and maybe we can get both Mississippi State and A&M in if we take Michigan out as well.
I think if you're looking at a team like Michigan, you have three losses against teams that are probably not going to be in the field.
They're Wake, very Arkansas, schizophrenic.
Minnesota, yeah. Whereas you look at a team like Mississippi State, their only strike is against Butler and Texas A&M. Closest thing they have to a strike was their season opener at Central Florida. So I give Uncle Buzz the edge.
Yeah, Mike, should your Wolverines be knocked down off of the seed line here? They do have three bad losses right now, don't they?
Yeah, to be honest, yes. That loss to Minnesota really hurt. I definitely would have A&M over Michigan in this case for the four seed.
So how about we make the line Ole Miss, Illinois, A&M, and Mississippi State and bump two of Griggs' teams on out of that line? I'm not hearing any complaints. Joby, how about a five line?
You took all the teams that I wanted.
We got five teams under consideration still.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to go ahead. All right. Wisconsin has been coming up, and I'm going to go there. I know people don't like.
I don't.
I know there's, but I like Wisconsin right now a lot. The way that
have you been together. There? It's freezing. What do you like them for?
Michigan. I think I'm going to go with your West Virginia call.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. And they finally got a win this weekend, so I'll give Houston some love here.
Mississippi State's already in also, so I'm sorry, that was a mistake. Yeah. They should have
can I make line. A comment about Houston, which is sort of ironic? They're still my pick to win the Big 12, but the way I do this exercise, it's what is your paper like now? And it's not that good, y'all.
Well, they beat West Virginia. And that's,
yeah, they did.
It's like they don't have anything bad, and when they've given the opportunity for good, sometimes they've fallen short because they've lost some very good teams. but they finally beat somebody in West Virginia. And once again, there's a transitive property of West Virginia beat Iowa State. So Houston has the capability. You know,
Houston does have the capability. Like, Houston is my pick to win this conference. You don't have to convince me that they're good. I think they're very good.
And the at UCF, UCF, I'll go ahead and preview it. I'm going to be fighting for them in this field. So we've seen two teams, you know, involved. UCF, they did beat A&M. So,
okay, let's talk about your other team, Joe, because there isn't a lot to like here. Arizona at home, Zona not the best road team so far. Pitt is bubble-ish. UC's not in the field. I don't see a whole lot of good here. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't think they belong in, but this is very high for the Badgers.
Hold on a second, Griggs. I got to call you out here because you just made a huge case for Missouri based on their losses. And look at what the Badgers' losses are.
Not just their losses, though. I mean, Mizzou has two really good wins.
And Wisconsin's beaten Arizona. They've beaten Ohio State. They've beaten Iowa. They've beaten UCF.
Arizona is not Kansas. And it's not going.
But these are all teams we're going to probably be putting in the field tonight.
It's not even close to what Missouri's done.
Tytel, does Wisconsin belong in this line?
They belong in consideration for this line. I still would have had somebody like Memphis or UConn ahead of them, but it's a coin flip, I think, at this point.
Mike, what do you think? Should Wisconsin be dropped down then, and we stick a Memphis, a UConn,
or Missouri?
Missouri's been mentioned. I know.
Yes, Missouri has been mentioned.
I mean, I don't feel strong. I mean, I don't mind Memphis or UConn being in the five, but I don't feel strongly enough to drop West Virginia.
Talk about dropping Wisconsin, actually.
Oh, dropping Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And put Memphis in there.
Put Wisconsin, drop Wisconsin and put Memphis in. That's kind of the, I'll pull them up side by side. Memphis does have the bad home loss to Arkansas State and the bad road loss at Temple this week.
Temple's killing me. Yeah. I would have mentioned.
I would say no, do not drop.
I love Memphis's top, but man, can't lose Temple.
Stalika, are we leaving the line alone?
Well, considering we probably would have mentioned that Memphis is a protected seed, had they not gotten drunk at Temple, I could probably leave that as is right there. Of course, I could see a case being made for Memphis over Houston, but
yeah, I had Wisconsin way further down than this, just so, and Houston.
Well, okay, before we go any further, real quick note, these team sheets we've been pulling up, if anybody wants to see them and use them yourself, they are up there on the website under the Hoops HD team sheets.
Right up there.
And they've been recently reworked the entire page. I spent all week reworking it, in fact, and that's the truth. And the load times are a lot better. It's a lot cleaner page right now. So go ahead, use them, enjoy them. They're updated at least once a day, if not multiple times a day.
Yes, but you can see my point, Salika, about how much better Missouri is.
Salika, I'm going back to you for the sixth line.
All right, we're going to go ahead and make a few notations. West Virginia, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to go ahead and get Memphis here on the top of my sixth line.
Mm-hmm.
And another team we haven't really gotten to yet, but obviously much improved, the Louisville Cardinals.
Nice call. I like that.
Yeah.
And I think my next team is going to be the UConn Huskies, who can't seem to figure out Creighton for some reason. And then here I get another interesting choice. Do I take Baylor, who doesn't really have the signature win that we
just lost at home tonight to TCU?
Yeah, you do
way.
Not take Baylor. let me answer that right now. Who's your other team?
Well, then I can be talked into choosing Arizona, who they did lose to Texas Tech, but they do have a couple wins that are starting to age a little bit better now.
Well, how, Tytel, you are an Arizona guy. I think there are a lot of losses on there for this stage in the season, but there are some good wins.
I'm going to focus on the loss, Chad.
They're all tier one, though. That's not.
Yeah.
Agreed, Mike. But they were right with Texas Tech on the road, tier one team. I think they were down 54-57 and they just fell apart, which is very similar because they were right with UCLA and then fell apart at the end and just could not score. It's weird to see this team having offensive problems because I've been so angry with their defense all year. The tier one's great. They won a few away from home. great in the conference, good against the board. Just a sour taste in my mouth. Obviously, plenty of chances to win in this conference. Quick note about Baylor. They've been losing a lot of games, and even with Jalen Celestine finally back in the lineup, they're still missing Langston Love. Scott Drew's throwing out a seven-man rotation, which, when healthy, this team is six seed or better. They have not been healthy for a long time.
Joby, what do you think? Should we be dropping Arizona down? And, we all kind of forgot about the Missouri team that Griggs mentioned way too early. Yeah, but don't they belong in at some point also?
Yeah. Very much. Higher than this, actually. But
it's a tough call here.
No, it didn't.
Missouri. Yes, it is. And because Griggs is rooting for Missouri, I'll go with Zona.
Okay, we're sticking with Zona. Mike, are you going to stick with Zona too? Memphis, Louisville, UConn, Zona? Did we have the line right?
Yeah, I like it.
I would have been with – I hate that I would have been with Griggs on this line, but I would have been.
No, it's Missouri. You're doing it wrong.
I'll tell you what, Mike, let me go to you. We do have both Baylor and Missouri under consideration, but any next four teams you want to start out the seven line?
Okay, Baylor in the seven, that's fine with me. Let's see.
I just don't think they're that good.
Louisville was mentioned. Sorry about that. Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, okay.
Utah State.
Utah State. Still no Missouri? That's fine.
I'll go with an SEC team, but not Missouri. I'll go with Georgia.
And Georgia. I got to say right now, I hate to agree with Griggs, but I really think we're giving Missouri the.
I think Missouri outperforms all of those. Pull up Baylor.
Yeah, after I mean, the TCU debacle today, even I will go with Griggs on Missouri.
That's just, which. If I told you you will get $1 million if you do one of the following things, would you go to Florida and play Kansas at home, or would you play St. John's on a neutral floor and go to Arizona State? Like, and plus Baylor has way more losses that are one of which is to TCU. I don't even I think it's a joke that you would even think that these two are close.
And I'll throw this over here.
Baylor, because that neutral floor is in the Bahamas, and it's a nice vacation for Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah. Ty, let me throw this out there. This is a Rocco Miller stat. The record against the top three tiers for Baylor is now below 500, whereas for Missouri it's 7-3. I think that's a huge, huge difference here. But would you agree with Mike and have Baylor and not Missouri?
Based primarily on the injuries, which nobody else seems to care about. So if I'm a minority of one, I'm happy to cede the floor. But I'm telling you, like, when healthy, Langston Love is a guy who can score 16 against UConn on the road and almost upset them. They only lost by four last month. Without him, they're losing at home to TCU. Coincidence? It's not.
No, it's not a coincidence, but they don't have him now.
Well, so Stalika, if we're leaving Baylor there, can Missouri get in front of one of those other three, maybe? Georgia, Gonzaga, or Utah State?
As strange as it sounds, I could be talked into swapping Missouri for Gonzaga because, again, we're talking more about what have you done lately as far as his Zags. Losing to Oregon State, like I said, one road loss would have been forgivable. Losing at home to Santa Clara, that's not nearly as forgivable for being in the top half of the field.
And Joby, when you look at it, Missouri 5-3 against the top two tiers. Gonzaga 4-6.
Yeah. I actually think Missouri and Greg, sorry, it was a close call on the last line. Missouri should be the top of this line.
So in place of Gonzaga, then?
In place of basically anyone.
Well, the only love I've heard for Doc and T-Bats has been Gonzaga.
Any of these guys, whoever is doable, I would have said Baylor, And I love me some Mountain West knocking him down a seed line. So,
Mike, you okay with us knocking Gonzaga down? I mean, we do look at it now. They've got multiple losses of teams that are not going to be in the field now with Oregon State and Santa Clara this week. That was a bad week.
Yeah. All right. And I was going to say, we're entering the middle area where it's not much. It's not that much difference among those teams. So even the little things will make a big difference.
I'll tell you what, Tytel, let me go back to you for the 8 line here. Only one team under consideration, so we got to bring up some teams we have not yet discussed.
I would be happy to, Chad. I think the Zags can go here. I know they've been fading fast and hard to bad teams, but I still believe in them, even though they're running out of toes to stub with all the stubbing. We've got a lot of the other teams in there. We've already got Missouri. I want the Johnnies in here. They've been putting together a nice crop of wins against very mediocre teams in the Big East. I don't know if they're going to end up beating Marquette or UConn, but not yet. I also think that we got to get some ACC love in here. And since Clemson beat Pitt, I want Clemson ahead of Pitt. They beat him on the road for people who like road wins. And beyond that, I don't think I can move Texas Tech or Creighton all the way up here, although I think they're in the mix. I think I'd move UCLA down, even though it's a shame. They beat Oregon, who lost. They beat Arizona, who lost. They beat Gonzaga, who lost. Their resume is taking a big hit this week.
Yeah, they UCLA is kind of a schizophrenic resume.
So hold on. UCLA is the team you put in?
It is, but I can imagine it getting vetoed because they've lost so many games.
I can actually, but well, Griggs, go ahead. I can live with that because those three wins are still Tier 1A wins that he mentioned.
They are, and what do you do with UCLA if you needed to make an argument that they were a protected seed? You could at least make that argument. And if you wanted to make an argument that they were barely inside the first four, you can do that. I put those two together and this is where they are. They're one of those teams that I kind of don't know what to do with because I don't know what I think of them yet. they have a high ceiling and a low floor.
We can ask Mick Cronin what he thinks about their defense, and which is they're awful. But
assistant coaches.
Stalika, what about Tytel's line then? Gonzaga, St. John's, Clemson, UCLA.
I agree with St. John's in that they probably have the gaudy record, but their schedule in the Big East, for example, is going to be pretty backloaded because they haven't faced Marquette or UConn yet. And then the one time they faced Creighton, they did lose their only game in the Big East.
I got a little problem here that when I look at the Johnnies, and when I did a personal bracket over the week earlier in the week, I actually had them in my first four because they have not beaten a tournament team.
This is why I'm saying their schedule is extremely backloaded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but only 16-3 is still 16-3, so it's a tough call.
Yeah, and he called the loss to Baylor tougher. Rick Pitino did tougher than losing to Duke in the Christian Leitner game, which was just a ridiculous comment.
But they're 5 points away from being undefeated too. So I mean,
you can't ignore that either. This is a good team that I think their resume hasn't quite caught up to how good they are yet, but it will. I'm with you. I tend to value the paper, but I think this is about where they are going to land, and maybe even a little better.
Joby, any final thoughts on this line, or maybe Tytel nailed it?
I think Tytel nailed it. Okay. I really do.
Well, then, Griggs, let me go to you for the next four teams, and the only teams under consideration are Texas Tech and Creighton.
Okay, let's see here. we've got UCLA, Gonzaga, San Diego State. I kind of like where I know that they're a little schizophrenic, but they kind of top here. Clemson's already in. I'm sorry. I'm reading my notes out loud. I do have Creighton, who's also under consideration. Vanderbilt. I know that somebody that
how about those Commodores? I mean, what they just did. Hey,
they're very 9-seed-ish. And I realize that this is probably my last line. And because of that, I want to throw Arkansas out just because I want them removed after being put in. It would be very cathartic.
Okay, give me a real team.
But if you need a serious pick, I'm starting to look at there's a lot of issues with this team, but God, they have a really, really solid win that I think just raises them up to this level, and that's Ohio State.
Ohio State. Okay. I hesitate there because you just chose a team that I didn't even think was in the field tonight. But Stalika,
unless you're missing somebody,
Well, you're missing a few teams, I think. But Stalika, okay, how about Ohio State with their 4-8 versus the top three tiers? Do they belong on the 9-line, 10-line, 11-line, 12-line, or the 15-line.
I think Griggs has some kind of gambit where he's just trying to throw like two decent teams and two really weird teams in the hope that we can only veto one of them. Ohio State, their overall record, that's trash right now.
10 and okay, 8 overall.
Let's, yeah.
I'm going to put them down here number 10 when I take the back out Griggs.
Can we go with a team that beat Ohio State?
Yeah.
How about that, Joby? Go ahead. What team?
Pitt.
Yeah, that's a better choice.
Pittsburgh.
What about North Carolina?
Well, hold on a second. Tytel, should we take a team on a four-game losing streak then instead of Ohio State?
tough. We're getting to the nose-holding portion of our show. decent top tier, but that's a lot of losses.
I'll throw one out there. It seemed that we all kind of almost wrote off a little bit here, Griggs, but maybe Oklahoma belongs back in here at the moment. You know, I mean, they are 7-4 against those top three tiers as opposed to 4-8 from Ohio State. They've beaten Michigan, Arizona, and Louisville all neutral and don't have a bad loss.
Yeah, and you do have to weigh the whole season, not just what they've done lately. It makes about as much sense as anything else. When I'm actually having a hard time believing that I didn't delete. I'm trying to see if I missed someone because I thought I had Ohio State in the field, but barely.
I think one loss for Oklahoma I would not forgive as much would be the Texas, because that's the kind of game you really need to win in order to stop the bleeding.
Well, they bounced back with the South Carolina win this weekend, but.
That's basically a bye in the SEC this year.
Well, Mike, what do you think? We've kind of have Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Pittsburgh all for this last spot, assuming you're okay with San Diego State, Creighton, and Vanderbilt on the other three.
So which one of the three would I choose?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, of Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Pittsburgh, or somebody else for that last spot of the 9-line.
If I pick one of the three, I'd pick Oklahoma.
Tytel, how about you? Should we go Oklahoma?
Yes, no veto.
All right. Let's throw Oklahoma in there for to finish out the 9-line. And Joby, let me go to you for the 10. We do have Texas Tech and Pitt both under consideration.
Well, I mentioned Pitt for the last line, so you know that'll be the first team that
definitely.
This is where, West Coast Conference, step up. Let's go St. Mary's.
I like that pick. Yes.
Yeah.
What's funny is I was thinking, I'll shock everybody with a Vanderbilt pick here.
I didn't actually pull that footage before. I'll pull up real quick here. But
I like the Vanderbilt.
They just beat Tennessee at home, and suddenly they got a great profile, great little profile here.
Yeah. I
actually like I mean, that's. I think this is about where they belong.
Go ahead, Toby. Two more teams.
No, but I'll let Texas Tech, as by beating Arizona, Texas Tech finally got their win to get. I mean, they were out of my field before that, but the reason why is because they hadn't beaten a tournament team yet, and they beat a tournament team. So good for them. It was at home. That's why they're on the 10 line and not, you know, higher up. And then finally, you know, this is where it gets tough. Let's start debating UCF now. Let's debate Central Florida, because I do think they are a tournament team. I know that's more controversial, so to speak, but I like this team.
Wow, if they could have found that way to win that Houston game, which they had that whole way. But real quick,
Joby, I will say this. If we end up not selecting them, I agree with you in the sense that I think they will be there in the end. It's just, are they there yet?
Well, I mean, look at these next three games at Iowa State and at Kansas.
If they the win, home game. If they win their next three, I agree with you.
Tytel, does UCF belong in at this point?
What if they beat Iowa State and Kansas and lose the TCU?
They're with road wins, those two games they're in, Joby. I think it's a slam dunk.
I mean, we gave Baylor a pass for it, so come on.
Tytel, what do you think? UCF, UCF along with Pitt, St. Mary's, and Texas Tech?
It's amazing. You talked about if they had that Houston win. I think if they have that tripler with LSU, like, that removes tier two, and that's a really nice resume.
Yeah.
What a shame. I hate the predictive metrics. This is the world telling you that they're going to lose at Iowa State. They're going to lose at Kansas, hopefully not by 51. Yes, have we ever had a team in the field that lost by 51?
I think Texas Tech in one of Bobby Knight's years had a 50-plus point loss at Kansas and got selected. So I think
Stalika,
so.
what are we doing with this line? Are we leaving it?
I'm just trying to figure out how Central Florida is like the 10th luckiest team in the country, even though they just got their doors blown off at home against Kansas. But when I consider some of our other options include North Carolina, Nebraska, Maryland, I'm
Ohio
not going to
State.
veto that line.
I,
No,
can I throw
sorry,
another team out
not
there,
going to
Chad?
veto.
I'm surprised you didn't mention another team, Griggs, and
Well, okay, it's the same one you're thinking of, so go ahead and throw them out there.
I was thinking UC Irvine.
Yes.
I mean,
Go ahead and put them up there. Yeah,
let's put them up
let's
here
look at them.
against UCF. But this Irvine team now is doing what they need to do in the Big West after they got the win at UC San Diego and blew through a couple of opponents. That's a 7-game winning streak.
Yeah, eight true road wins. I think that's the most of anyone in the nation. And there is an asterisk. A lot of it is tier three and four road wins, but still, eight road wins is pretty damn good. There, God,
They
I don't
will hurt
understand the Duquesne
Chad.
loss, but yeah.
I think this is a good team to talk about, but I think they were hurt by the transitive property of UCSD. They really need UCSD to be as strong as possible. And that loss, this that the recent loss
At
hurts.
Riverside, yeah.
That Riverside hurts Irvine by transitive property. It's a shame that it comes down to that. But when there's so few data points against teams that are NIT, like UCSD is at least an NIT level team. And when those teams get hurt and move from the top of the NIT to the lower half of the NIT, that is a hit to because it's Irvine's best win.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of teams under consideration now that Slika mentioned, North Carolina, Nebraska, Maryland, along with Irvine and Ohio State way down there on that list. But I think that this late line seems I'm hearing love for it, Joby. So I think UCF has staying. And I think I'll go to Slika for the next four teams.
Well, I've already given you my thoughts. I'll give North Carolina, Nebraska, and Maryland my first three nods right there.
Not UC Irvine.
Well, it's either going to be UC Irvine or New Mexico would have been my other selection right here. But when you look at what New Mexico, they lose to New Mexico State, then losing at San Jose State, they're going to need a waiver for that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I would give. I'll go ahead and give Irvine some love here.
Tytel, let me start with you. We are getting into our first four here. He would have North Carolina just missing the first four, and then Nebraska and Maryland starting off the first four.
I think that's pretty good. I kind of like VCU more than Irvine just because they play in a stronger conference. I know VCU's non-conference strength of schedule is meh. And I know that if Tim Miles hadn't ruined the Lobos season the other day, I'd have him in here. But God, Tim Miles is killing this bracket.
Mike, does Nebraska after losing at home to Maryland? I'm sorry, does Nebraska after losing at home to Rutgers belong in the field in this line?
I would say no.
Who would you have instead?
For one, I would pick Iowa over Nebraska.
And that's interesting. Iowa, nothing in tier one A in terms of tier one in terms of wins, but a
I
lot of
hate that
tier
profile.
two, a lot of tier two, and nothing bad.
I don't think there's any. Well, yeah, nothing in Tier 1, 0-4 on in true road games. I just can't select a team like that.
Just Joby, what do you think? Should Iowa or somebody else be in here over Nebraska or Maryland or North Carolina?
Yeah, I mean Nebraska at least has, yeah,
Mean, at least they did something.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but we've got to really think about another I team from the Big Ten
The one that we
after
started the
tonight.
show with.
Indiana.
I think Indiana is where I go. They once again, it's like it's the same story as Texas Tech, as Houston. They finally got a good win. And yes, it's the 10th team on our at large board, but at least they showed a pulse against a team that will be under consideration.
Whose line was this? Slicker, this was your line. I guess, Griggs, what do you think we should do with this then? Should we put Iowa or Indiana in here over one of these teams?
I would say no. And I realize that everybody's got gaping holes in their profile when you get down to this level, especially at this point in the season. But no, my answer is no. I don't think that they've outperformed anyone that's already in.
Well, there are two at-large bid spots left. Mike, I'm going to go to you. Give me
I think we should just cap it at 66 and call it a day.
give me two teams. And if you want to give me VCU, then give me three teams. But because they'd be an auto bid winner.
Yeah, I'd say New Mexico and Ohio State.
Oh, you would not go Iowa or Indiana.
I don't like any of them, but I mean.
New Mexico. Oops, we had a typo there. New Mexico and Ohio State. Seems like the Big Ten is going to the first four this year. So we have Nebraska, Maryland, Ohio State, and an Iowa, Indiana under consideration.
They love Dayton. And Dayton says they can't get Big Ten teams to come there.
Well,
Wow, look at that.
Chad, you can. I'd actually over maybe all of these Big Ten teams, and especially New Mexico. Can we have Stalika tell us about his school? Because this is where I think they need to be talked about, and that's a long drive to Dayton from Cincinnati. So,
Well, the thing is, they should be talked about. They should not be thrown into the wolves just yet. I mean,
let's
they're going to
put the
have
board
plenty of
up.
Yeah.
they're going to have plenty of chances with quality in terms of their next four games, where they have St. John's, actually the next three games, St. John's home against Creighton, and or no, home
Home
against
against
UConn, and
UConn.
then at Creighton. So they've already passed one of their tests, but if they pick off two of those, I think they would definitely be back in the field.
Tytel, what do you think? Was Mike right putting New Mexico and Ohio State in, or should it have been one or two of Xavier in Iowa, Indiana, somebody else?
He was more right saying that he doesn't like any of these teams, but yes, of the smelly ones we have available, I will go with him and give you a no veto.
Okay.
We select Pittsburgh. Yeah, they're there.
Can I just throw up again?
Yes.
Throw
Yes.
it out
Chad's been
there
out drinking with me after the
again.
Eagles game.
Griggs, the team I brought up last week, and they had a 2-0 week again. Maybe Joby, I should ask you. You're the ACC guy. Doesn't Wake Forest at least get a good look here?
They should get a very good look here. No bad losses. They have now, and they have a nice neutral court win.
If you're going to compare them to
Maybe,
Iowa, I mean,
I
they
mean,
like them
maybe.
more
Well,
than
I definitely
Iowa.
over
God,
10 and 8
Iowa's.
Ohio State. That should be disqualifying to be at 10 and 8. If there's viable, and I think there are viable candidates on the other side. And I'd be fine with Wake Forest over either of those final two teams. Almost more because I have those final two teams around where Ohio State is on our board. Oh, wait a minute. They got moved off. No, put them back at 10 now.
I would also remind you that a certain team from Victory Parkway beat Wake Forest like
Well,
dime back in early December, and that was just completely overlooked.
no, that I mean, I thanks for mentioning that. I was about to, but yeah, Xavier did beat Wake, albeit at home, but by a fair amount. And when you put them side by side, Wake is playing well. I think they're going to like, I think they're certainly trending toward making the field. But as far as who's there now, I kind of think you got to go with Xavier.
Wait, so I've heard Joby and Griggs both saying Xavier. I've heard Mike and Tytel both saying Ohio State. Stalika, Xavier, Ohio State. Oh, God.
Ohio State's got a big game coming
Well,
up on Tuesday. That campus is bonkers right now.
how about those Musketeers getting our last spot in the field after all? Ohio State gets bounced out, and
Let me just say, in Mike's defense, it's a good thing we're not choosing Ohio State and Notre Dame for the final. Oh, wait, that's tomorrow night.
I am going to go ahead and put VCU in as well. They were under consideration. They would be an auto bid winner, and I'll fill out that 12 line with Drake,
I like that Drake team.
Drake, McNeese, and let's throw in Samford there. I think we got to throw somebody else up there. But throwing all that aside here, before we go ahead and reveal the rest of the field, let's talk about other teams that we did not put in, but maybe are close that we have not just discussed. Sleek, is there anybody else that's close that we did not discuss?
In terms of anybody else close, I would have said Arizona State, but they've been going in completely the wrong direction of late, losing to BYU at one thing, losing to Cincinnati, who had been struggling in the Big 12, is another, but I'm sure that's going to be a nice pickup for my colleague, Mr. Tytel here.
Yeah, Tytel, anybody else that you're thinking of as being close that we did not mention?
On Tuesday night, George Mason travels to St. Bonaventure. I think the winner of that game is looking decent. I don't know if they'll catch VCU for the A-10 title, nor if they are at large worthy, but they're going to have a lot of wins stacked.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a
Decent
fun for
is yet not a word I would use to describe St.
them.
Bonnie's last game. Oh my God.
Joby, anybody else you want to throw on the board there?
Cincinnati stopped the bleeding, but they're still not in our field, and deservedly so. But they at least stopped the bleeding. We'll see if they can turn things around now if they beat an NIT level team. Let's see. The Big 12 has a lot of targets, so we'll see. I don't think they'll accomplish it. As a matter of fact, predicted it a few weeks ago that they'd be where they are today. But I will give them a shout for finally, putting that tourniquet on.
Let me throw another one out there. What about the Longhorns? I think that the path is almost impossible given the conference,
Right.
but the numbers and the record are still respectable at least. Mike,
Yeah,
anybody else
sure,
you think
compared to
should
the
go up
other
there?
crap that's on the board, yeah.
And compared to the other crap on the board, exactly. Mike, anyone else you think is on the we're missing from the board?
Not that I can think of. I mean, kind of scraping at the bottom here, but no.
All right, I think that that's it. Then we only have seven other teams that we're going to kind of throw up there, and I literally mean throw up there.
Yeah.
Let me
Yeah, I
re
figure I don't want to add more to that. It's bad enough as
Yeah,
it
I mean beyond those, you're looking at teams like Northwestern or
SMU.
SMU. Stanford just picked up the big win at
Stanford, yeah,
Carolina.
Stanford is interesting. They need to go on a massive run, but Stanford is interesting. That's a good win for them.
Yeah.
Let me real quick go ahead and reveal the rest of the teams starting on the 13 line with
Oh.
Charleston, Lipscomb, High Point, Northern Colorado, Yale, New
Chad,
Mexico
you did
State,
that really quick.
Miami of
Say
Ohio, and
I
South
want to hear
Alabama.
more about these teams. What do
Wednesday
I do?
night, under the radar.
Okay.
Tune in. Utah Valley, Cleveland State, Norfolk State, Morehead State on the 15 line, Quinnipiac and Southern avoiding the first four, while Omaha, Bryant, Colgate, and LIU on their way to Dayton.
Colgate and LIU has got to be some sort of look at those metrics. That's got to be an
They both have
all-time.
losing records right now. I think all four of those teams have losing records against D1.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we got a seed list. I want to run through each of you for any other final thoughts on what we did or anything else you want to discuss. But let me start with Stalika tonight.
One team that we have not mentioned is going to be Oregon State. The one common thing they have is they've beaten both UC Irvine and Gonzaga at
Yep.
home. Their only loss in Corvallis was against arch rival Oregon, but
It was
again,
close.
too many iffy losses with a conference record barely above 500 in the West Coast Conference. But then again, as we alluded to in the notes this morning, the last time Gonzaga was this low in the West Coast Conference standings, you have to go back almost 3 decades.
Wow. I think the Zags will turn it around, but kind of reminiscent of last year when they were at the bubble, I think, around this time of year.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, not surprisingly, you have like the big conferences are dominating the Big Ten and the SEC. I do agree with John. There are teams to watch out for, Oregon State, Northwestern. I mean, if Northwestern had won today, they definitely would get a lot more consideration. So it's just yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next several weeks here. So there's teams like, Northwestern and Oregon State I'm looking out for.
Tytel.
As far as the bracket, a lot of neat matchups. A lot of great coaches in the middle of the pack. You got a 7 seed Scott Drew who's won a championship. 8 seed, you got Patino who's won a championship. 9 seeds, you got Dutcher and McDermott who have made deep runs in the past. Porter Moser. So A lot of great coaches there. As far as Arizona's a six, I would love to see us play like Maryland, who we should have beaten in the 2001 championship game, except for the fact that Maryland choked against Duke. And then we would get a rematch of the 2001 Final Four game, maybe if we ended up playing Sparty. So that would be a nice blast from the past for me.
Joby.
It's really interesting. One of the reasons why we are debating at that final, the first four in Dayton, it's almost all, the Big Ten, whether it's Iowa, Indiana, Ohio State, Maryland, Nebraska. I mean, it's just a glut of teams from the Big Ten. And you could easily see that be a glut of the SEC. And one of the reasons why is because all the other conferences, and sorry, Mike, Minnesota being the exception to a degree. If you lose, if Maryland loses to Nebraska, no big deal necessarily, except in the overall record, looking at you, Ohio State. But if you see Pitt, you lose to Florida State. Let's forget the Duke and Louisville losses and Clemson losses for, but Pitt's loss to Florida State, even though it's on the road, even though Florida, it's still technically tier one, it's not a great one. And it drops Pitt from what was a 7 or 8 seed to a 10. North Carolina, likewise. Last week, I need to check again. I think our bracket had North Carolina up to a 9 at that point. You lose to Stanford, you fall to 11. You don't get that they're that level below where the Big Ten teams are. Those Stanford, Florida State is are a level below. So the ACC teams and teams, I would dare say, even the Big 12 teams better watch out. As well as Big East teams, watch out. If you lose that next level, you're dropping two seeds, whereas your counterparts from the SEC and the Big Ten with similar losses to teams where they stand in the standings of your conference will only drop one. So I think that this glut that we see will only continue as we go forward.
Yeah, I think there's an ACC team in our field that's going to drop. It's going to be dropping out in the next week or two. And I think it begins with a P when you spell the name. But they're still in there for now. I think we made the right call putting them in. But I don't have faith in them to beat anybody right now. And those losses will be bad losses, like Joby said. Greg, do you want to finish the show out?
Yeah, it's just I think a lot of resumes are still scattershot right now in the middle of it. The good teams are noticeably good already, but as far as everything else, it depends on sort of what you value. Do you value road wins? Do you value predictive metrics? Something that Tytel routinely mentioned that I think we need to pay more attention to is the injury aspect of it, because the committee does look at that a lot, and we need to as well. But generally, as more and more weeks go by, it becomes more and more consistent. The profiles and metrics are less scattershot, and I think we have more and more of a consensus the more and more games that are played and data comes in. And I say that because pretty soon you'll all be agreeing with me that Missouri's better than where we have them.
Well, I thought they should have been on the sixth line. So, but
Yeah.
yeah. Anyhow, on
Chad, you
that
missed a
note,
great opportunity to buzz.
I know, but I kind of almost agree with you a little bit. That's my problem. On that note, I do want to thank everybody for joining us. You can check out the final bracket down below now. We'll be back again tomorrow night, Monday night with a Hoops HD report, Wednesday with an Under the Radar, another bracket rundown next Sunday. On behalf of John Tytel and David Griggs, Joby Fortson, John Slica, Mike Cha, I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you again real soon.